Friday, March 21st, 2014, and you're listening to The Threat Matrix. I'm your host, Dan Vertin, cyber and national security reporter with FedScoop. President Barack Obama today plans to meet yet again with the CEOs of several major internet companies, including the likes of Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Google's Eric Schmidt. The topic? Civil liberties, privacy, and reforming the National Security Agency's bulk data collection programs. Zuckerberg, as many of you are probably aware, recently blasted the government in a Facebook post in which he expressed continued frustration over new revelations of government surveillance activities. Well, the Justice Department is set to deliver its recommendations to the president for reforming those practices, and while this meeting is being billed as an opportunity for the president and industry to continue the conversation about privacy and civil liberties, the closed-door meeting is more likely designed for the president to deliver a reality check to Mr. Zuckerberg and company. I think this meeting is designed to offer a preview of what changes may be in the offing and, quite frankly, to soften the blow. Industry is likely to hear that while the form and function of the telephone metadata program is open to reform, it's not going away, nor is its ugly cousin, the content program, under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The president is also going to make clear that the administration is serious about reform, that the NSA is fully committed to reform, but that meaningful reform will take time and money, and perhaps most important, it will require industry cooperation. This meeting is as much about gaining industry cooperation in the changes that will need to be made as it is about respecting industry's concerns about the impact of government surveillance activities on business. The president will say, "Look at what we've already done. We've established the first ever Civil Liberties and Privacy Office at the NSA. The new head of that office, former DHS privacy official Rebecca Richards, has been on the job all but 7 weeks. She is going to be responsible for a new age of transparency at the NSA. That may begin with so-called transparency reports as a carrot to industry, but real reforms, building privacy protections into the systems and procedures at NSA, remain to be seen." But Obama today might just deliver the reality check that industry hasn't quite fully accepted. There's a reason these meetings are not open to the press. The president is going to let Mr. Zuckerberg and others know that more revelations are coming, and they're probably not going to be happy about them either. "The important thing here," Obama will say, "is that we are acting on the legitimate concerns of industry and citizens, but the United States is not going to unilaterally disarm its intelligence capabilities in cyberspace. Reform that will satisfy industry's business concerns and help close the trust gap with citizens will require industry participation and cooperation in finding the solutions, policy, procedural, and technological. And if industry's only response is to vow to make it more difficult for the government to carry out its valid and lawful national security responsibilities, it's a near certainty that the internet environment that Mr. Zuckerberg wants to avoid will come to pass." That's all for this week's Threat Matrix. I'm Dan Vertin. Thanks for listening.